Brandon Belt and the Giants look for a sweep over the Pirates in Pittsburgh, but it's the home team that strikes first against Jeff Samardzija.
Got a good size lead. Mercer hits it well to left field. Slater all the way back. Slater will jump and he runs out of room. It's gone. Eighth home run of the year for Mercer. 2-0 Pirates.
Watson throws. Belt hits a liner toward left field. That's a base hit. Pence will come in to score. Posey's going to get the stop sign from Phil Nevin. Jaso up with the ball quickly, throws it back in. Brandon Belt singles in a run. It's 2-1 Pirates. The 1-1. Crawford lines one into left field. Base hit. Posey comes in to score. Belt to second. He'll stop there. And that must feel good for Brandon Crawford. An RBI single. It's 2-2. 1-2. Tomlin's in. It's a fly ball center field. We'll see if it's deep enough. I think it is. Polanco is under it to make the catch. Tagging at third is Belt, and he'll come in to score. Giants go ahead 3-2. Great job, Kelby Tomlinson.
And Belt. High drive. Right field. It is out of here. And there's your add-ons. It's a two-run home run, and it's 5-2.
Uh-huh, the big fella letting out some shaft, and that is the vintage bat drop.
The Giants complete the series sweep at PNC Park. They have won a season-high 6 straight games, and Jeff Samardzija picks up the victory. He snaps a 9-start winless streak against the Buccos. Brandon Belt leads the way for the Giants offense on Sunday. Here's what the slugging first baseman enjoyed most during this ballgame.
I'm going to go with a pop-up catch just because I didn't think I was going to be able to get to it. I honestly don't know how I caught that.
Don't sell yourself short. You're one tremendous athlete.
I compared you to Jerry Rice. I don't know if you've ever been compared to him before, but that's
yeah.
What it looked like.
Yeah, I mean, if I played at Notre Dame back when Samardzija was there, you wouldn't know who he is.
That's see, that's what I like to see. I mean, that's awesome. I got to ask you, when it comes to the outfit and the socks, okay,
yeah.
I know you're a high sock guy.
Yeah.
Are these going to stay on underneath the black socks? Because they look kind of show on you right now.
Well, I wasn't going to, but since you said that, I might. I don't know. I mean, honestly, I thought it looked terrible, but since you – I don't know. Maybe it looks better than I thought. I'll just keep them on.
Yeah, it does look good. Especially looks good when you take a swing like that. And I don't know if you can see it. I think you can. But this was your home run in the eighth inning. And it's nice to hit it where you can see it.
Yeah. And I remember Javi saying he wished I'd have had a little bit of a hot bat last time. So I tried to do it that time.
Yeah,
but,
believe
you know, I was just happy I got the head of my wood out there and was able to get to the ball and square it up.
I got to say, what do you think – over this win streak, what do you think the most impressive thing is so far? Because obviously you're flashing some defense, you're pitching, you're coming up with some timely hits. I was talking to the fact that you guys have been able to come back, but what do you think attributing, I should say, these wins to?
You know, I think just the fact that we're clicking as a team is pretty huge for us. It seems like earlier in the season we couldn't quite get everything going at the same time. So just the fact that we're going out and playing defense well, pitching well and hitting well, and getting timely hits, that's huge for us.
You know, I guess, and Javi's mentioned it, and there are times where baseball cannot be fun, but I think we're seeing signs now watching you guys that you're having fun again.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, baseball is always fun, but there are some tough times, and it's nice to go out there and put a few wins in a row like we have, and you know, hopefully we can keep it going.
After an off day on Monday, the Giants start a 3-game series in Detroit on Tuesday. Matt Cain will start the opener.